Hey y'all, it's your girl, Olenike. Osibawale. Hello, hello. Hi. I needed to make sure the mic was working. So let me tell you guys the time that I had attracted a multi-millionaire man. Or millionaire man. I don't know if he's a multi-millionaire man. I had woke up one morning and I really wanted to get pancakes. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go and get pancakes. And so I wore this like yellow knit dress with a little cardigan. I don't believe I had any makeup on. And I had on some ballet flats. And I walked over to get some pancakes. When I was making my way to get some pancakes, I had seen a BMW X6 drive by. And I was like, oh, look at my dream car. That's my dream car. Because that's my dream car, one of my dream cars. And I remember trying to find parking, and I think the BMW X6 had passed by. But I remember, I found parking, and I got out the car, and then that's when the BMW X6 drove by. And I was like, oh, that's my car. So then I walked into the pancake shop, and I sat down. And I looked out the window and I saw the BMW X6 driving back. And the person parked and they got into the restaurant. And the person came up to me and was like, I just thought you were so beautiful. I just need to talk to you. Can I talk to you? And I was like, why not? So I told him he could sit down. We chatted and I got breakfast. And we talked and kind of got to know one another. And I did pay for my breakfast. He didn't pay. But in the middle of that conversation, he had showed me his bank account. And his bank account had over $1 million in it. And I said, okay. And you're probably asking, like, why did he show you his bank account? Girl, I don't know. I feel like some men show you that they have money so that you can stay interested, maybe. Because that's what I got from him, is that he lets people know that he has money. And, you know, he's letting you know that he has money to flex something. For me, I guess it's as a woman, it's like, oh, you know, let me continue talking to him because he got some money. So we talked and he wanted to hang out with me later, but I wanted to enjoy the rest of the day by myself with my dog, so I declined. And I went back home and I think we talked off and on for a little bit. And then that was it. Like, nothing came out of it. Nothing really came out of it, right? But these are the thoughts that I had. I was like, okay, cool. He got some money. That's nice. And back in that time, I was in my, I don't know what the era is called, but there's this book. I think it's called Think Like a Hoe or something like that. And basically, it tells you different ways you can, like, chat with men, basically. I was in that era. And I said, okay, he got some money. That's cool. He could probably do this, do that. And that's cool. But as I got to know him, and he's not a bad person, I just realized that he wasn't my type. He's not my type. And I also realized that I cannot just be with a guy for money. And that I actually really have to like you. I would have to really like you to, like, be with you. And so as a selfish babe, a woman who selfishly and authentically loves herself, I think it's good to ask yourself these questions. I think a lot of times nowadays we can go to the internet to find solutions regarding love. And some are healthy. There are some creators out there that are showing, like, healthy love. But I think there is a lot of toxic things on the internet when it comes to men and women. And it's almost like men and women are in a war. It's like, women, no, play mind games. He has to do this. He has to pay for all the bills, you know, or don't talk to him. And then for men, it's like, I don't even know what the argument is for men, but there's an argument there. And so sometimes I feel like you have to sit with yourself and think about what is your standards when it comes to relating with another person. What do you actually desire in love? What do you want out of a relationship, right? There are some people where their foundation is money, and that person has to be bringing money in order for them to even be interested, right? And I feel like that's why this man had showed me his bank account. He wanted to show me, hey, like, I like you. And
hey, Selfish Babe, wanted to tell you about my How to Become a Selfish Babe step-by-step inner workbook and affirmation journal of spiritual self-love rituals for choosing and loving yourself daily. I have finally come out with a real-life physical journal where you can learn all the spiritual self-love rituals it takes to be a selfish babe, which is a woman who spiritually and selfishly loves herself, okay? You're going to learn how to spend time with yourself, how to honor the energy of joy, how to pray for yourself, how to connect with your ancestors, the recipe on spiritually cleansing yourself. I give you a bath recipe for that. The recipe for spiritually magnetizing yourself, how to practice mirror work, how to set up your self-love altar, how to connect with your woman, your yoni, how to romance yourself. And at the end of this journal, it becomes an affirmation, a daily affirmation journal, where I give you the space to write your date, the affirmation or prayer for yourself, one thing that's going to bring you joy for the day, as well as your thoughts, feelings, and experiences. And you can find this How to Become a Selfish Babe self-love journal at shop.selfishbabe.com, or the link is below. I'm so excited for you to start using this and sharing it on social media. XOXO, Selfish Babe.
I got money, so I want you to be interested in me. And that would work for some women. But as I've sat with myself regarding that situation, I realized that that is not enough to impress me, and that I really have to get to know somebody and really genuinely like them. Like, for me, I feel like love is really important at its, like, raw genuineness without having to show how much you have. I'm not saying to be in a relationship with a pauper. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying figure out what are your own personal things when it comes to being in a relationship. What is your heart telling you? What do you want to go off of, right? You know, for example, Shira 7, and I like Shira too. But she's like, you know, don't go with your emotions. Go with your mind. Think with logic. Think like a man. Some men are emotionless. Do this. Don't do that. And sometimes it can feel like a lot of mind games and manipulation in order to get what you want. For some women, it works for them. They're happy and they are provided for, and kudos to them. But I want you, selfish people, to think about, what do you really desire? You know, like, what makes you happy? What would make you happy? And if it is a man with money, go after that. If it's, I don't necessarily need that right now, it's more so, can this person be there for me emotionally, provide support, and I actually genuinely like them as a person, then go for that too. But I wanted to talk about that, but I also want to talk about how I attracted this millionaire man. I do a lot of spiritual self-love rituals, and that includes taking my self-love baths with roses and different things. Like, so, I mean, I can have a whole bunch of different types of flowers and scents and alcohols in my baths. And me taking those spiritual baths enhance my aura, enhance the energy that I carry, that I hold, enhance my magnetism. For me, when you're taking a spiritual self-love bath, you know, you're focused on yourself, you're praying, you're rubbing yourself down with the flowers and the herbs. And that is taking away some negativity as well as adding to your attraction. I did not wear any makeup. I didn't dress anything special. Of course, I looked beautiful. Like, I believe that I'm beautiful, and I think that I'm beautiful, and I am beautiful, period. And that came with inner work, like me doing the inner work for myself, the affirmations, the prayers, the having to figure out what I actually like and how I actually want to show up in the world is the inner work. Showing up authentically is the inner work. And so for me, that adds to my beauty. It's not just a physical thing. My physical is going to be enhanced because of the inner work that I'm doing, the spiritual work that I'm doing. And so as I'm telling you this, selfish babe, the spiritual self-love rituals you do will enhance your magnetism, will boost your confidence, will help you choose yourself more, and will attract things that you probably didn't even think of, right? I did not expect that morning that I was going to wake up and walk into a restaurant and a man would show me $1 million in his bank account. I didn't expect that, but did it happen? Yes. And so for me, I know that I can equate that to the spiritual self-love rituals that I do, the mirror work, the affirmations. And so if you're a woman out there who is on her self-love journey, you're wanting to enhance your magnetism and your confidence, I highly suggest you check out my How to Become a Selfish Babe ebook, where I give you all of my spiritual self-love rituals. The link is below. I also have my physical journal. I don't have it in this video, but it's a physical journal where you can actually write in it every single day, and I give you all the rituals and the recipes and all the things to do. It's like a step-by-step how-to, and the link is also below. Or you can go to shop.selfishbabe.com and check it out. But I just thought that was so interesting, because it's like, you know, sometimes you'll have like those random days, or you want to crave something, and I went to go get pancakes, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I stumbled upon this man. But I learned something about myself, y'all. I did not have to pursue that. And I learned that that's not the type of life that I want. And when I say that, I mean, like, I genuinely have to like somebody and love somebody to be in a relationship with them. It cannot be based off money. I know the internet says that. And I think, hey, if that's what we want to do, then that's totally okay. But I know for me, that's my dog. I know for me, that's not something that I want to do. That's not a place that I want to live from. And I don't judge for whoever decides that that's what they want to do. I think the more that I think about things just on an everyday level, like, I've just been noticing that love is just so important. Like, love for the sake of love.
Yeah. Are you a selfish babe out there that wants to have the freedom that money can buy? Do you want vacation money? Do you want money to just buy whatever you want without having to check your bank account? If that is you, I highly recommend joining my Married to the Money digital marketing and resell course. Okay, selfish babe. This digital marketing resell course is so amazing, because not only do you learn about creating your own digital products like ebooks and e-courses, but as soon as you purchase my Married to the Money course, you're going to be able to resell it and keep 100% of the profits. You don't even have to get a new course. You don't even have to come up with your own course in order to sell this. This is why this product is so lucrative, and this is why it's changing so many women's lives, right? I bought this course, and now I'm reselling it as Married to the Money course, right? And now I'm giving you the opportunity to have another stream of income. I've seen a woman go online making a faceless Instagram, and she's brought in about $25,000 within 20 days. I've seen a woman bring in $30,000 in a day. I've seen women make $5,000 extra dollars in 3 weeks. Stay-at-home mom, full-time mom, single moms, everyday girls out there, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, it really doesn't matter. If you're a selfish babe out there that just wants to have another stream of income, I highly recommend this course. And when you purchase my Married to the Money course, one, you get the right to resell it automatically, which is perfect. You get step-by-step instructions on how to set up everything so that you're able to reset it. You get to join a group of about 5,000 other women who are selling this exact same course, which means you have the support. And then you also get two free other ebooks. One ebook is about how to market yourself on Instagram to make money, right? How to market yourself on Instagram and create reels to make money. And the second ebook is how to start a faceless account and make money like that. And so if you're a selfish babe out there that doesn't want to show your face necessarily when you're marketing or when you're doing something like this, then you're going to be able to get that. And so not only do you get to resell the course, right, but you also get to resell these two ebooks. Both of these ebooks are, you have the rights as soon as you purchase them, which I love. So I'm like so into this. I'm so excited to share this opportunity to my selfish babes that want to have the freedom that money can buy. I know that time is very important. I know that you don't want to be slaving away at that job. And I just know that you just want another source of income for yourself and your family. And so if that is you, selfish babe, join my Married to the Money course. The link is below. XOXO, selfish babe. Bye.